Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation. This is just for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So, it's the 2nd of March, 2026. I want to talk today about whether or not you should hire a dispatcher. So, let's first of all be clear exactly what I mean by a dispatcher. I mean someone who is a non-technical person whose job is to sit between your technicians or your service desk and the clients. And I don't mean intentionally creating a barrier between the two, but their job is to deal with all of the stuff that kind of anybody could deal with so that you protect the technician's time doing the things that only they can do. And in addition to protecting the technicians, the other role of the dispatcher is also obviously to make sure that work gets done, is to be, you know, it makes sure it's efficient. And critically, and I think this is the most important part, is that role is there to be the customer service to your clients. So to be the most customer facing person. Now, I talk to lots of MSPs, as you know, and only a very small number have a dispatcher. So a lot of people, obviously, as you get more and more technicians, they'll hire a service desk manager or service delivery manager, which makes sense. But this role sits, I believe, separately to that. In fact, the ultimate setup surely has got to be where you've got a service desk manager, so someone who is the senior tech, but then they are assisted and work very closely alongside the dispatcher. So here's the scenario that I see it. And I always like to look at how you run your business and how you market your business, of course, from the point of view of the people that you want to sell to. And from the point of view of the people you want to sell to, it's a very emotional thing, isn't it? When something's broken and they've got a problem and they're reaching out to you and they just want the fix, they just want you to get it done, right? And so something that might be a relatively minor issue to someone, something which you're not going to get on for a few hours because it's a very low priority ticket, it's still annoying to them. So let's say, for example, there's a problem with, I don't know what, some software, something on their computer, and they log a ticket. They go into whatever system you use, they press the button and they say, I'm having trouble with this. And imagine if they do that and they press submit, and 60 seconds later, their phone rings. And on the other end is a lady who works for you. And she is the dispatcher. And she just rings them up and says, oh, hi, hello, it's so-and-so calling from so-and-so IT. Just to let you know, I've just received your problem. I'm sorry you're having this issue. It must be really frustrating for you. And they go, and the person goes, oh, yes, it is. It's just awful. They say, okay, no problems. I've allocated this to David, who's one of our technicians. He's going to start looking into that now. And I reckon we should have an update for you within an hour, and I'll let you know. And that's it. And what she's actually done, of course, in doing that is she's bought some time, because this is probably like a 2-minute fix scenario, but she's just bought the business an hour. If you know you can get around to it in half an hour and you say it's going to take an hour, that's good expectation setting, right? So she's just bought you some time, but also the person that submitted the ticket can relax. Because whatever that problem is, they know that someone somewhere is on it, right? You and I know that no one's on it for the next 28 minutes or so, but they know that someone is on it. They feel heard, they feel that someone understands their pain, and they feel as though you as a business are proactively on it. And that is the beauty of the dispatcher. She is there to make you look good, whatever the problems are. And of course, when that problem's been fixed, she will ring that person back just to say, hey, we fixed that, can you check it? It's done, great. If it's not actually done, because I'm sure sometimes you fix stuff and it isn't fixed because they didn't reboot or they didn't whatever they didn't do. But she's there to do all of that because you don't need a technical person to do these things. This is a customer service role. So I think this is an insanely good hire. In fact, from what I've heard from talking to the MSPs who hire dispatchers, it stops you having to hire another technician. So if you're struggling to get first line and to a certain extent even second line technicians, hire a dispatcher and that immediately gives you a huge amount of technician time back without you having to hire another technician. And they're happier as well because they're spending more time fixing stuff. Of course, they can still talk to the clients. Of course they can. We're not trying to block them from talking to the clients, but for all those mundane routine things, which are so important, acknowledging problems, giving progress updates, that's exactly where your dispatcher comes in. Just as a side note, where do you find this person? She's already probably somewhere in your area right now working in a coffee shop. Maybe she's managing a coffee shop or a hotel reception or the service desk of like a car, you know, the servicing department of a car dealership. Because those are customer service roles where you're expected to do lots of work, you know, have high complex, you're doing lots of things at the same time. You're expected to do it with a smile on your face, and they're all hospitality. And this is a hospitality role more than anything. So I would go and hire someone, go into your favorite coffee shop, see who's the most competent person, and see if they want to come and work for you. Because actually, the work that you're doing is a lot cleaner than the work in a coffee shop. There's a lot of toilet cleaning goes on in coffee shops, right? There's a lot of mess, there's a lot of noise. And actually working 9 to 5 for you in an office is probably, for maybe even for more money, is a much better role for someone. So I'll be interested to know if you do have a dispatcher, or if you're thinking of hiring one, would you just let me know? You can do it via our portal communities. You just go into community in the navigation on the left, or of course our members only Facebook group. It would be great to know what you think about this. So just one more thing to tell you about today, which is I have my drop-in marketing clinic this week. It is tomorrow and this Thursday, and you can find the details if you go into support in the portal. Just look in the navigation on the left where it says support, and the details are there. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.